Ukrainians here in Kiev are desperately looking for survivors after authorities said Russia hit this children's hospital with a brazen daylight hypersonic missile attack on the Ukrainian capital. The Okhmadi Children's Hospital in the Lukyanivska area has blown out windows and smoke rises from them. Inside, glass litters the hospital floors. There are scattered baby cots and droplets of blood. Children are still thought to be here somewhere, people digging through mounds of rubble and medical staff wearing blood-stained scrubs search for them as black smoke billows over a gutted building. The hospital is being evacuated, with patients moved elsewhere in the city. Parents holding babies have been seen walking in the street outside, dazed and sobbing, after the rare daylight aerial attack. Kiev was just one city targeted in the early morning Russian missile salvo that officials say killed dozens of people and injured scores more. The mayor said it was one of the worst attacks on the Ukrainian capital in more than 2 years of war. Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky said 40 missiles of different types were used, including Kinzhal hypersonic missiles. Kiev has pleaded with Western partners to urgently deliver more air defense systems. Five cities were struck: Kiev, Dnipro, Kryvyi, Slovyansk and Kramatorsk. Yet Moscow has denied it deliberately targets civilian sites, despite mounting evidence suggesting otherwise. The Russian Defense Ministry said its forces had carried out strikes on defense industry targets and aviation bases in Ukraine. Don't tell that to the parents with wounded babies or mourning those they lost. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos. Reporting.